colega.
Good afternoon, all the colleagues who are attending the presentation of the NIS Group performance for the fourth quarter and for 2023. And also hello to all the colleagues connected via video conference call. Thank you for your time and for responding to our invitation to attend the presentation of the performance result. We will present today the performance results for the fourth quarter of 2023 and for the entire year, and it will be presented by Mr. Anton Cerepanov, Director of Function for Finance, Economics Planning and Accounting, Ivan Žarković Petrušewski, the Director of the Finance Department, and Branko Mitrović, the Director of Business Service, will also attend the presentation. After the presentation, you will be able to ask the questions. Before the introduction, I will just ask the colleagues who are present via conference call to mute their mics to avoid any technical noise. First, we will start with the introduction. These are the statements for the future. I will try to be efficient. This presentation is presented by NIS Novi Sad. It contains performance results of the NIS Group. Any comments and statements during the presentation can be forecast, and any statements, excluding those on the actual indicators, can be interpreted as statements on uncertain future events. And those are not historical facts, they are just the intentions of the NIS Group, beliefs or current expectations related to performance results, financial standing, liquidity, and industrial branches in which NIS operates. Because it depends on the circumstances which may or may not happen in the future, the uncertain statements mean risks and uncertainty, but they are not limited to the risks and uncertainties that NIS Novi Sad identified in this document. In connection with this, the statement, we want to say that there is no guarantee that these statements will actually happen in the future, and they can differ significantly from those which come to be true in the future. Now, we will proceed with the official part. Mr. Anton, please take the floor. Dear colleagues, hello to everybody. Today I will present the performance results in the fourth quarter and for the entire 2023. The focus will be on the entire year. We will not focus just on specific quarters. 2023 was a challenging year, and we had complex macroeconomic conditions, and also we had market restrictions, both in Serbian market at the beginning of 2023, and also during the entire year we had restrictions imposed by the government. So one of the most important objectives of our company was to preserve stability in the market and petroleum product supply, and also to implement the investment program. It should be mentioned that in 2023 we became the majority owner of HIP Petrohemia, and we prepared for modernization of the domestic petrochemical complex. The priorities in this field will be the modernization of the current existing capacities, and based on the partnership agreement, strategic partnership agreement, also the construction of polypropylene plant, and also to improve the environmental situation in this complex. The key events is that we paid the dividends to shareholders more than 23 million dinars, which is the record amount of dividends in the history of Nis. This year we had also good results, which we'll discuss later on. This is the slide with microeconomic indicators regarding the dollar exchange trend. It went down, but these are minor changes. And regarding the dinar, the exchange rate was rather flat. As for the oil price trend, which we can see on the right-hand side, it dropped by 18%. But it had a huge spread from $72 to $98 per barrel. And at the end of the year, we see a drop in the fourth quarter. As regards the key indicators, exploration and production block, the major objective was production of hydrocarbon, which was achieved. The total output in the fourth quarter was 77,000 tons. 8 development wells were started up in Serbia and 1 in Romania. And we can also mention that the total production from drilling in 2023 was higher than in 2022, and due to the investment and work efficiency. The capex in the fourth quarter was 7.3 billion dinars, and for the entire year it was 23.4 billion dinars in the upstream segment. The EBITDA indicator for the fourth quarter was 9.4 billion, and for the entire year, it was 34.2 billion dinars for the exploration and production. As regards refining, the total output in the fourth quarter was 1,039,000 tons. We had the operation of Pančevo refinery during the whole year, and it managed to meet all the market demands. As for the financial indicators, the total capex of refining for the entire year was 6.4 or 4.9 billion dinars in the fourth quarters, and the EBITDA was 1.5 in the fourth quarter billion dinars. And for the entire year, 28.9 billion dinars. The slide 6 shows the key refinery modernization projects, and their status is one of the project reconstruction of FCC and the ETB. In November, we received the positive findings of the audit commission and also for the environmental impact study. We prepared the technical assignment for the EPC, and the tender will be announced in the course of the current year. And also the as-built studies in preparation in Pančevo refinery. And other key projects we had last year and which are continuing this year, these are the efficiency projects, the replacement of turbines in the refinery. It should be completed by the end of this year, and we will also continue with further work on the project railway. This is increasing improvement of reliability of railway transport, and it is due to finish in 2024. We also have the key project of markers and additives in a refinery, which is also due to finish this year, we hope in the first half of the year. And another key project is the fire protection project. We have already ordered all the complete fittings and piping, and we also plan to finish the first phase of this project in 2025. So this is the long-term project because it covers the entire refinery, the entire area, and all the plants in the refinery. Now the slide number 7 shows the turnover in the refinery, which is scheduled for March 2024. This is one of the most important, or to say the most important project in 2024. The previous turnaround was in 2019. It's been almost 5 years since then. After the turnaround, we will provide for the operation of all the units, and this is the most complex turnaround in refinery history regarding the increase of capacities of the units, and we also had the deep coking and other efficiency increase projects. So now, this is the major challenge in the refinery and also for the entire company to provide for market fuel, regular market fuel supplies, to provide the inventories, and to make sure that there are not any deficiencies in the fuel market during the turnaround. As for the sales and distribution in the fourth quarter, the sales was around 8 million tons, but it is more important. Actually, we sold over 8 million cups of coffee in 2023, and this is the largest distribution of coffee in the Serbia, maybe even in the region. And we started selling coffee in 2018, 2019. We now passed the limit of 8 million cups. As for the development, by the end of the year, after the reconstruction, we started up petrol stations, and we constructed new petrol stations.
As for CAPEX in financial indicators, CAPEX in sales and distribution block was 2.9 billion, and for the entire year about 6 billion. EBITDA was 22.3 billion for the entire year. Here are projects regarding development in Serbia. They are in accordance with our plans. We have opened and launched 10 petrol stations in Serbia. Three of them newly built, six reconstructed, and one was leased, long-term leased. Except that we also launched a new petrol station in eastern Sarajevo in Bosnia. And regarding energy, important numbers was the production of electricity from photovoltaic plants. It was 620 kilowatt powers, and for the entire year it was 69 megawatt hours. 10 stations were launched out of built stations. We also completed a photovoltaic power plant in Jazak water factory, and underway are activities for putting into operation. We received the connections for launching, for putting in operation, so we call it green water. This is the water from natural resources, and we use now electricity from natural resources as well. We have contracted and started the project in the warehouse of petroleum products in Novi Sad. It is 6.6 megawatts power, and at that warehouse, on the roofs of the warehouse, there was also a photovoltaic power plant, and in Novi Sad, one of our business centers, is also a power plant, a photovoltaic power plant of 100 megawatts of power. Here on the slide is the plan of realizing and implementing photovoltaic power plants. We have started this kind of business operation since 2022. In 23, we launched 17 power plants of, and in total, we launched 17 on our petrol stations. So practically, we cover entire Serbia from south to north and from east to west. We will continue in the same direction. We see possibilities for further development, but both within petrol stations and also we will complete also photovoltaic power plant construction at the warehouses and in Pančevo refinery. And our expectations or our task is that the entire power of all our power plants of photovoltaic nature is 10 megawatts in the following period. And regarding HIP, most important events in the fourth quarter was the capital overhaul that was completed on 31st of October. And we implemented investment activities and overhaul activities. They will contribute to increase safety and also to improve the efficiency of the plant. There are a lot of other things that we have to upgrade and prepare, but we started with it, with that operation. And in the fourth quarter as well, after the decision of the board of director, we started the first stage of the construction of polypropylene production plant. About financial indicators, we will see this at the following slide.